Grace Ridge Brewing is still a work in progress, especially on the inside. It has an open floor plan, but not much furniture has arrived yet. On the first floor, work lights, scaffolding, and tools fill the space. Natural light streams through large windows on a second floor. The brewery is named for the iconic mountain trail in Kachemak Bay State Park, southeast of Homer. In just weeks, Sherry Stead, who co-owns the brewery alongside her husband Don, says it will look very different.
So there's going to be an 8-foot cooler right here. We'll tap out the beer off of the cooler, and then there'll be the bar where people come in and order. So you'll walk in the door, and we'll have our menu on the cooler, and there's going to be an 18-foot drinking counter over here with bar stools, and then we'll have some tables and chairs around here.
The Steads are leasing the building for 5 years from their friends Polly and Harmon Hall. Grace Ridge Brewing sits on Ocean Drive near the turnoff to the Homer Spit, just a few minutes walk away from Homer Brewing Company, which has been in business since 1996. Don Stead says the older business is going to be tough competition.
He turns out a very good product, but I think our products are going to be very good as well. There will be certain differences. We're going to have 4 flagships beers, a stout, a brown ale, a red ale, and an IPA.
They'll have 2 specialty beers as well.
And then the specialties will be experiments. We'll be doing, you know, Belgians and sours and other kinds of beers.
According to the State Alcohol and Marijuana Control Board, there are 31 breweries and brew pubs in Alaska. For now, Homer Brewing Company is the only one in Homer, and there are 4 others in the Kenai Peninsula borough. Don says they will stand apart from the competition because they'll offer a different flavor.
We're more of an English with a West Coast bent type of a brewery, which doesn't mean a lot to most folks, but to people that know a lot of beer, you know, that means we're going to be brewing a lot of darker ales.
Don has wanted a brewery since 1989 when Sherry bought him a home brew kit. He practiced brewing beers from home for years, and after he retired, the couple started to think seriously about launching a brewery of their own.
It was in May, and we met Polly and Harmon Hall, and we shook hands in this parking lot when they were talking about building a building, and we're like, okay, let's do it.
I was just looking for something else to do. Keep me occupied, is the way Sherry would put it, I'm sure.
Sherry and Don say they're just a couple of months away from accepting customers. They plan to open in time for the Kachemak Bay Shorebird Festival starting on May 12th. It took a while to get to this point. They needed about a year to get their federal and state licenses in place, and they struggled to find local suppliers. In the end, they settled for hops and malts raised in the lower 48. It was all time-consuming, but now they're in the home stretch, and they plan to hold on to the brewery for a long time.
I mean, at least 5 years until the lease is over. And then, you know, an awful lot of breweries have opened up in Alaska, and a lot of them are expanding. And it seems like 5 years is kind of the time frame. At the end of 5 years, they're either expanding or they're saying, you know, I've had enough of this and are ready to do something else.
The Steads say the community has shown a lot of interest in their budding business. Don calls the level of excitement a little intimidating.
I knew that there was a market here, but I didn't think it was quite so, I'm going to say voracious. You know, people really are very excited. The people that we've talked to are very excited to come in and have a beer with us. And that's a high standard to live up to.
They'll see whether their beers pass muster when they open up in May. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.